Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Well, today is going to be the Christmas message.
今天我们会继续讲关于圣诞的一个讯息。
Because next week it will be just party time. Not party, the performance.
哦，对，下周呢我们会主日特别崇拜，我们会很多的表演，可能
没有太
多时间讲到。
Remember, it is 3 o'clock.
再次提醒大家，是下午三点钟开始哦。
So come 1 hour later.
那么我们可以多一个小时的，可以晚到一个小时哈。
Because if you come too early, then you join the morning service.
所以如果你早到了，可能你要参加上午堂他们的聚会哈。
And don't be mistaken, we have not been raptured.
也不要觉得说我们是被提升的哦，看不到大家哈。
So we will have a happy time next week, seeing all the.So do bring your friends and family along.
对，下周呢，我们一起欢庆圣诞节。那么也请邀请你的家人跟朋友来到我们当中。
Pray that many people will be connected with Jesus.
我们祷告，更多人在借着这样的方式能跟基督相连接。
You know, this year, I think a lot of people has encountered the Lord.
我们相信今年当中有很多弟兄姊妹，他们都与主相遇。
And many of you have led them there.
我们当中很多人，你做这样的让他别人与基督相连接的工作。
And you connected them with Jesus.
你让他们与主相连接。
And many people here this year, you connected with Jesus.
或者我们当中，我们的每个人，我们自己都经历了与主的相连接。
So God has been faithful in what our prayers are for.
所以感谢神，他是很信实的，他真的来垂听我们的祷告。
In this coming year, we are not changing our vision.
那么在新年2026年，我们不会改变我们的意向。
We will do more of initiating encounter.And connecting people with Jesus.
我们会在使人与主相遇和与主连接这方面做更多这样的工作。
So on the 28th of this month, we're going to have the end of the year prayer service.
所以在上月28号，我们今年的最后一次讲主日呢，我们会以祷告来进行。
Where we thank God for everything that's happened.
我们用祷告来感谢神在我们当中做的美好的工作。
And we look forward to what we believe God will do in our midst.
我们也期待我们相信神要在我们当中所做的工作。
And over this year, more and more people, not only in this congregation, but all over the world are listening and being touched by this ministry here.
所以我们今年当中，不光是我们在这里的会众，包括在世界各地有很多人借着我们的事工得蒙祝福。
So we have to walk by faith and believe the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
所以我们真的要凭信心而行，要相信圣灵的带领。
We need to be patient.
我们要耐心忍耐。
Because last thing we want to do is do things our way.
因为我们最不想做的就是按照我们人的方法来做事。
We have to walk by faith.And believe the Holy Spirit will talk to us.
我们要凭信心而行，相信圣灵来引导我们，对我们说话。
Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for the intercessors and everyone who serve in this church.
我们也为我们
Your labor are bearing fruit.
我们也为我们当中的代祷者、我们的祷告的精兵，还有很多在服事教会的弟兄姊妹献上感恩，因为你们的工作有结果时。
Thank you for the generosity of your giving.
也为我们大家的慷慨的奉献来感恩。
And this morning I received a thank you note from, not yesterday, I did a thank you note from David Smith first for the £9,530 that you have raised.
是的，我们而且昨天呢收到 Pastor David 给我们的这个感谢的信息，说我们募捐的9530。
Who would have known that in our little humble way we are actually helping people in Ukraine as well as the orphans?
其实谁有想到我们可能很谦卑的一个奉献可以帮到在乌克兰的那些孤儿呢？
We've been supporting the ministry in Ukraine for over a decade now.
我们有在过去十年我们都在持续不断的在扶持那边的事工。
That means God has led us knowing that in the future there will be a war.
其实可能在之前神就已经知道在十年之后可能在乌克兰有战争。
That through your generous giving we help to establish the hope, is it what's called a hope?
House of Hope.
House of Hope in Odessa.
所以借着我们大家的慷慨的奉献，我们在乌克兰 Odessa 这个地方建立了一个希望之家。
But how many of us knew that God will use it today to help the refugees?
在几年前呢，我们谁会想到几年之后这个希望之家会帮助在乌克兰的难民呢？
That's why get used to serving the Lord on things that you cannot see but you believe.
所以我们要习惯用我们眼见不能凭不是凭眼见凭信心来侍奉我们的主。
Anyone can have faith when you can see success.
当我们能看到眼前的成功的时候，我们很容易去相信。
It's easy to invest into something that is growing.
我们可以看到那些看得见生长的东西，我们去投资的话是很容易的。
But it takes faith to sow time and money into something that you cannot see.
但是需要信心把我们的十一奉献和的爱心奉献在那些我们看不到的一些东西上面。
And God plays hide and seek with us.
好像神在给我们玩这个捉迷藏的游戏。
God is like a thief.
好像神好像盗贼。
He come in and he goes, and you probably won't notice him.
可能在我们不经意之间他已经来了但又离开了。
The Holy Spirit is like a wind.Softly come, blow, and he softly goes.
圣灵就好像那个轻柔的风吹过就也吹走了我们都没有察觉。
And so we need to be like our master.
所以我们要像我们的主人一样。
When we serve him, we serve him with humility.
所以我们来侍奉他的时候带着谦卑的心来侍奉他。
Never for our own glory.
不是为我们个人的荣耀。
But always to his name.
总是为了荣耀主的名。
So that today when we hear testimonies like Sony's, we know that the Lord loves her.
所以今天听到松林姊妹的见证的时候，我们确实知道神爱她。
And when we pray for her, God touch her, not us.
所以当我们为她祷告的时候，神借着我们这个器皿来触摸了她。
Amen.
Amen.
So less of us and more of God in 2026.
所以我们更多的来愿主更兴旺，愿我们更谦卑。
Do more in our midst.
愿神更多的在我们当中做事。
And may He do things that we all want to see and much more.
让他做的事情都是我们也很期待要看到的更多更大的那种事情。
Amen.
Amen.
So today I want to talk to you about the sign of Christmas.
今天我跟大家分享的是关于圣诞节的印记，这个记号。
When we talk about a sign, what are we talking about?
当我们说圣诞节的记号的时候，你会想到什么呢
？Often we see on a postcard, on the Christmas card, something like this in a picture.
所以，当我们每次看到圣诞卡片的时候，会有这样一个图片。
Okay, something like that. You see the one below as well.
我们会经常看到在圣诞卡片上有这样一个图画，是不是
？So what is the sign?
那么这个记号是什么呢
？Is it the sign, the star?
是那个星，是那个记号吗？
Is it the Christmas tree?
或是旁边的那个所谓的圣诞树呢
？Is it the Father Christmas?
或者是圣诞老人呢
？Is it the three kings?
还是那个三个从东方来的博士呢
？Is it the shepherd?
还是牧羊人呢
？Is it Joseph and Mary?
是玛利亚和约瑟吗
？Or is it the angels?
还是那个天使呢
？See, most people think it's the star.
很多人会觉得说，哦，那个。星天上的繁星那个是一个记号
So what is the sign of Christmas?
那么是圣诞节的记号是什么呢
Because the sign of Christmas is important to us.
因为对我们来说圣诞节的记号是个很重要
Because today in Christmas, what do we focus on?
就今天我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候我们专注在哪里呢
On shopping?
我们是专注购物吗
Today, nowadays, is the focus on Black Friday.
今天我们讲的圣诞节是哦，有黑五啊，有打折，要搞活动了。
Is everybody smiling? You got your bargain.
很多人买到很便宜的东西，是不是
？Is it a Christmas tree?
是圣诞树吗
？Father Christmas.
圣诞老人。
Now, according to the Bible.
那么根据圣经讲。
In Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 8 to 9.We begin to read the passage of Christmas. It tells you what the sign is.
当我们先看路加福音这个经文会告诉我们这个记号是什么。
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.
路加福音二章八到九节说，在伯利恒的野外有牧羊人，夜间值班看守羊群，有主的一个使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就很惧怕。
So these are shepherds in the field.
这些在野地里面牧养群羊的牧者。
They were watching their sheep.
他们在看顾他们的羊群。
And then the Bible says, suddenly the glory of God shone around them.
是你讲说这里突然神的荣光照着他们。
And then verse 10 says, And the angel said to them, Next verse.
然后第十节,
and the angel said to them, 第十。
那第十节，然后这里天使对他们说
，Fear not, behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
第十到十一节说，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，看那因为我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
So the angels brought good news.
所以天使为他们带来一个大好的消息。
And that word good news is gospel.
那么这个好消息其实就是福音。
So whenever we preach the gospel,It has to be what the angel was also saying.
所以每次当我们说我们在传福音的时候，我们也要讲，就是讲到这个天使对牧羊人所说的话。
What is the gospel of the Christian church?
对我们基督教教会来说的真正的福音是什么呢？
Is what the angel said.
就是这里天使对牧羊人所说的。
For Christ has been born.
就是为你们生了救主。
That is the good news.
这才是真正的福音。
The church must tell people about Jesus.
教会必须告诉世人关乎耶稣。
Amen. That is the good news.
这才是那大喜的信息。
Our testimony is not the gospel.
我们个人的经历和见证不是真正的福音。
Our testimony is a witness of the gospel.
我们的见证是为这个福音做见证。
That is why when you preach, when you tell someoneAbout the gospel, it's not just tell them your testimony. That is not enough.
所以当我们给别人传福音的时候，不只是讲我们自己的经历，这见证并还不够。
The whatever you say to people has to, at the end of the day, tell them about Jesus being their savior.
所以当我们在别人传福音，讲完我们的经历见证以后，最重要的一点就是一定要提到说，基督是我们的救主，他是基督，耶稣是基督。
That is the good news.
这才是真正的福音。
You see, in the old days,
在旧时
from the palace of the king, messengers will run to the all to the four corners of their country, bringing good news.
所以当时在旧时的时候，当皇宫里面有好消息的时候，他们会派马士兵去到地到处去传这个好消息。
And what is that good news?
那么他们当时传的那个好消息是什么呢
？It's usually to do with a son, a prince has been born, or a princess has been born.
通常这样的情况发生是在皇宫里面一个王子或者公主的一个诞生。
So when Christ was born, it's not just A Messiah being born. It is a king being born.
所以当耶稣诞生的时候，不光只是救主弥赛亚诞生，而是作为王的诞生。
And if he's a king being born, then there must be a kingdom.
所以如果一个王降世，那么一个有国王的国度。
Amen. So when the angels announce good news, it means the king is born, a son of David is being born, and guess what?He brings a kingdom with him.
当天使来宣告说这个王诞生，一个王的国度诞生的时候，那么大卫的子孙诞生的时候，那么有个国度要降临。
So Christmas is not just Christ being born, but a king being born.
所以圣诞节并不只是关乎基督诞生，而是关于一个王的诞生。
And he brings his kingdom with him.
那么基督也带着他的国度降临。
That is very important.
这一点非常重要。
Because it is in this kingdom where we find peace with God.
因为在这个只有在这个基督的国度里面，我们才能与神和好。
Amen.
有平安。
Now this Messiah, he brings a kingdom, and those who enter the kingdom will find peace with God.
所以这个救主为我们带来一个国度，凡进入这个国中的人都能与神和好，得到真正平安。
So these shepherds are listening to what these angels are saying.
所以这些牧羊人在听天使对他们说的话。
And then verse 12. And then this will be a sign for you.
他说这就是给你们的记号。
Does it say a Christmas tree shall be planted?
有没有说到一个圣诞你要栽种一棵圣诞树呢？
And there shall appear Santa Claus?
这里有圣诞老人会出现呀？
No, it says you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger.
他说你要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里。
That's the sign.
这就是给你们的记号。
A baby wrapped in swaddling cloth.
一个婴孩包着那个布。
Lying in a manger.
卧在马槽里。
Amen. Swaddling cloth is basically strips of cloth. Like a mummy, you know, an Egyptian mummy that you wrap the baby around.
他们这个包着的布就好像以前在埃及人他们裹那个木乃伊的时候来缠住身体的那个布。
That is the sign.
这是给我们的记号。
Amen.、嗯、to us, how can that be a sign?
对我们来说这个怎么能称为一个记号呢？
That's why you are not the shepherd.
这就肯定是我们为什么不是牧羊人呢？
我们听不明白。The sight was amazing.
那么对于牧羊人听到这样一个话的时候很吃惊。
To the shepherds, it was incredible.
对于牧羊来说，这样的一个信息是非常奇妙的。
And suddenly, it's verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
十三节讲，忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Verse 15, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened.Which the Lord has made them to us, known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
15到16节记得说，众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看那所成的事，就是主所告诉我们的。他们急忙去了，找到玛利亚和约瑟，还有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
So this is what they saw, something like this, a baby lying in a manger.
这是他们所看到的一个婴孩卧在马槽里。
Next, yeah, lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling cloth.
一个婴孩裹着布卧在马槽里。
Ajia, can you just... Now, that is the sign.
这是给我们的记号。
Lying in a manger.
卧在马槽里。
Wrapped in swaddling clothes.
用这个布裹着。
The next picture is the manger.
现在这个图片是马槽。
What is a manger?
这个马槽干什么用的呢？
It's where the animals feed from.
是那些动物它们喂食的地方。
So to the shepherds, they saw a baby lying in a feeding trough.
所以对于牧羊人来说，他们看到是一个婴孩卧在一个动物吃食的地方。
And God is saying that is a sign.
然后神对他们说，这就是给你们的记号。
What is the sign?
什么是那个记号呢？
The peace with God involves eating.
那么就与神的平安包括了吃东西。
Feeding.
要喂食。
For us to feed on the baby.
这个
Now it sounds horrible. It spoils all the nativity play.
这个可能跟我们所有圣诞那些表演都好像没有关系哈。就是说，这个婴我们要吃这个婴孩，因为这婴孩放在一个喂食的马槽里。
In other words, that sign is this Messiah. We all have to spiritually eat his flesh and drink his blood.
所以换言之，这个给我们的记号就是这个弥赛亚耶稣基督，他要被我们。所吃掉属灵上的一个吃他的肉喝他的血。
So the baby in the manger firstly represents that we have to feed on him.
所以在这马槽里的婴孩说我们要吃这个婴孩。
It sounds gruesome.
好像听上去很 很残忍。
And that's why you never hear it in nativity play.
所以你在那种圣诞节的那种表演当中哈，从来不会听到这样一个讯息。
See, God may as well put Jesus on the plate.
那就是好像
That's even horrible, more horrible.
就是好像把耶稣放在那个盘子上给我们吃那种感觉更恐怖，是不是？
So have I spoiled your Christmas altogether?
我希望我这样说没有来打破你们对圣诞节的幻想。
And that's why he has to be born in Bethlehem, because Bethlehem means Bethlehem, which means house of bread.
耶稣他一定要在伯利恒这地方出生，因为伯利恒这个地方是代表面包之乡。
So Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣他是那生命的粮。
The way he's going to save us.Is through his body and his blood.
耶稣拯救我们的方法，借着他的身体和他所流的血来拯救。
And that's why we have to remember him all the time, regularly in the communion.
所以为什么我们要常常在领圣餐的时候纪念基督为我们所做的一切
？That is the sign.
这就是给我们的记号。
It's the communion.
是那个圣餐。
It's the body of Christ.
是基督的身体。
It's the blood of Christ.
是基督的宝血。
Can you see right throughout the scripture? That is what God is pointing to all the time. He points to it. He points back to it. He points to it all the time.
所以我们看圣经，在整本圣经当中，前前后后各样的不同的出处，都指向同一点。
You see, for the shepherds, it was a sign.
对于这些牧羊人来说是一个记号。
For us, it doesn't mean anything.
可能对于我们听上去以后没有什么特别。
A baby lying in a manger, okay, they ran out of space.
可能我们觉得说婴孩躺在茅草里哦，因为当时那个酒店客旅都没有地方了，所以他们只有卧在茅草里。
And then you put some nice straw in there, clean the trough, it's fine.
你觉得把马槽打扫干净，放一些干净的那些草，躺着那个 baby 放在那边也没啥问题，对不对？
But the theologians tell us, the historians tell us that the shepherds near Bethlehem were not ordinary shepherds.
但是很多神学家和历史学家告诉我们，在伯利恒附近放羊的那些牧羊人，他们不是普通的牧羊人。
They were shepherds. They call Leviticus shepherds. They were shepherds for the temple.
所以那些牧羊人，他们称为利未人的那些牧羊人，他们所看顾的羊群是专门为圣殿所预备的。
And they raised lambs unblemished for the temple.
他们所养育的那些羊羔是无瑕疵的，要为献祭所用的。
So when the shepherds saw the baby in a manger, immediately they see a lamb for sacrifice.
所以当这些 特殊利未人的那些牧羊人看到这个婴孩在马槽里的时候，他们看到一个被献祭的羔羊。
For the shepherd, it was astonishing.
所以对于牧羊人来说，他们非常的震惊。
That God will use a human as a lamb of God.
就是神会使用一个人来作为献祭的羔羊。
Amen. Right from the beginning, the good news has already been preached.Just the baby in the manger.
是从一开始这个大喜的信息就告诉我们一个婴孩要卧在马槽里。
But there is a second meaning to the baby in the manger.
那么除第一意思以外，还有另外一意思关乎这个婴孩在马槽里。
The first one was that we must partake of his body and his blood.
第一层意思是我们必须要来吃他的身体，喝他的血。
But the second meaning is that.When Christ dies, he also died wrapped in a cloth, lying in his tomb that looks the same as a manger.
所以第二层意思就是当耶稣基督死的时候，他的身体也被这个布所包裹着，然后放在这个坟墓里面，就好像看似像马槽的地方。
So this is Jesus' tomb.
这是耶稣当时的坟墓。
This is what Jesus lied in when he died.
当耶稣死的时候，他所躺卧的地方
，his tomb clothes is like the swaddling cloth.
他在坟墓里埋葬他的那个布，就好像当初包裹他的那个布一样。
So the baby in the manger also represents that this human being one day will die.
所以在坐在马槽里的婴孩，也代表了这个在我面前的这个人也会死去。
So right there prophetically. Christ's purpose of coming to this earth has been summarized by the baby in a manger.
所以耶稣基督降世为人来拯救我们，这整个计划总结在一个，就婴孩在马槽里。
That we will partake of his body and his blood.
第一，我们要来吃他的肉，喝他的血。
And secondly, he will die for us.
第二，他要为我你我而死。
Amen.
Amen. 而舍。
That is the sign of Christmas.
这就是基督圣诞节的一个记号。
Because if you understood the sign, then you understood what Christmas is about.
如果你明白这个记号，你就明白圣诞节真正的意义。
That God's way of saving mankind was to come in the flesh as a baby himself.
所以神拯救人类的计划就是道成了肉身来拯救我们。
You see, the disciples and all the people of Israel expected the Messiah to come from heaven as a conquering king.
对于以色列人、犹太人，他们说，他们所期待的这个拯救他们的弥赛亚，就好像从天降来了一个有能力的勇士。
You see, throughout history, whenever we hear of a conquering king, he's mighty, he's ferocious, and he's like Genghis Khan, you know, and Alexander the Great. They all can wield the sword, can pull the arrow, can ride a horse, and they're mighty people.
所以在人的印象当中，世人印象当中的一个拯救全人类的一个救世主，是那种英勇的战士，能战能打仗的那种人。
So history can portray many many different mighty men who conquer kingdoms.
所以在历史当中勾画出很多这种英勇的战士，他们带领他们的人民去打胜战，来占领那些领土。
That's man's method.
这是人的方法。
But God's method,
但是神的方法呢？
It's a baby in a manger.
却是一个婴孩要卧在马槽里。
Helpless.
一个非常无助的一个婴孩。
Need looking after.
一个需要被看顾的一个婴孩。
Wearing nappies.
可能还穿着尿布。
No teeth.
没有牙齿。
Can't talk.
甚至不能说话。
Bald-headed.
甚至连头发都毛发都没有。
You will have seen babies.
我们都见过刚出生的婴孩。
Can't talk except cry.
除了哭啼以外，没有不能说话。
And this is God to mankind. Here is your conquering king.
这就是神说，这就是要带领你们来战胜的这个王，这个救主。
And that's why the disciples just could not understand it.
所以对于耶稣的门徒，他们自己也无法能理解。怎么可以做成这个事?
Because when they saw Jesus when he was fully grown in the age of 30, they expected him to do something more than just being nice.
所以当主的门徒看到30岁的主的时候，觉得他的形象就是说，你要做一点更让我们惊讶的事情。
They expected him to do some great miracles, call fire down from heaven, destroy all the Romans.
他们可能觉得说，期盼耶稣要做一些神迹奇事，要让火从天而降来烧毁整个那些罗马的帝国。
To their horror, he decided to go on the cross and die as a criminal.
但是对他们来说，他们无法想象的是，他居然愿意作为一个罪犯走上十字架而受死。
And that's why many, many, many people who followed Jesus left him.
这就是为什么很多曾经跟随主的那些门徒最后都离弃他了。
You see, when we follow Jesus,
当我们跟随主的时候，
we have an expectation.
我们对主可能有一个期待。
What God will do for us.
期盼神能为我们做什么呢？
What will happen to us.
我们跟随主以后能发生什么事情呢？
Do you know I've been a Christian for more than 40 years?
我信主超过40年。
God has not met my expectations.
神很多时候都没有满足我的期待。
What people told me about being a Christian is not how it turns out.
很多之前告诉我说你信主以后会发生的事情，结果都没有发生。
Amen. Instead of conquering my enemies, I have to forgive them.
与其要去战胜打败我的仇敌，我还要选择饶恕他们。
Amen. There are many things that God tells us to do, like carry your cross.
有很多事情神就告诉我们了，比如说要背起你的十字架。
Don't love your life.
不要去，要舍弃你的生命。
Amen. We got to keep forgiving.
你要不断的饶恕70个7。
We have to repent.
我们要悔改。
And the worst of all, we have to be patient.
那么最糟糕的一点是，我们要忍耐，我们要再忍耐。
Whenever I go to an interview, a job interview, they always ask you, "What is your weakness?"
每次去参加一个工作的面试的时候，他们会问你一个问题，你的
What is your weakness?
啊，就是你的弱点是什么
？When they ask you for your strength and weakness,
他们来讲你的强项和你的弱势的时候。
My answer is always.I don't have patience.
我的弱点就是我很没有耐性。
I really don't have patience.
我觉得我这个人很没有耐性。
And yet, God will demand patience.
但是神却要求我们一定要坚持忍耐。
Whether we like it or not,
不管你喜不喜欢。
To me, I thought God was like McDonald's.
因为对我来说，我觉得神就好像麦当劳一样，很快餐效应。
Or like the microwave, ding.
或者 microwave, 叮一下就有了。
Yeah.I thought the kingdom of God when I was a new Christian was a microwave. Ding, ding, ding. Everything's done.
但我在很年轻的时候刚信主的时候我觉得神的国度就好像微波炉一样叮叮叮很快计时。
But instead, it's quiet.
但相反神的国度很安静的。
Nothing happens.
好看似什么没有无事发生。
God, I think you've got hearing problems.
神啊你是没有听到我说话吗你听力有问题吗
God is very patient.
神是很久忍耐。
Many times I say to God, God, I can't live as long as you can.
我很多时候对神说，神啊，我的寿命没有你长哦。
Our understanding of God completely changes as we get to know Him.
当我们逐渐去更越发的认识神的时候，我们对神的认知发生很多的改变。
And that God's way is far better than our way.
神的道路远超过我们的道路。And the
baby in a manger is the perfect answer, the perfect solution for mankind.
那么那个落在马槽里的婴孩是对我们人类来说最完美的答案，最完美的解决。
The baby in a manger is that peace of with God.
那个在马槽里的婴孩就是让我们与神和好的平安。
Who would have thought that Christ dying for us?Will actually bring peace to mankind.
有谁曾想到过耶稣为我们受死能让全人类与神和好得平安呢
Because he died through suffering violence.
因为他是借着受牺牲来死的
You cannot get more violent than being tortured and then nailed on the cross.
没有比受到刑罚受折磨然后被钉死在十字架
Amen.
死得更惨啊
Amen. Can you imagine? That's why.That's why Hollywood cannot portray how horrible, how painful Christ's death really was.
所以就算好莱坞的电影它都无法百分之百还原耶稣基督在十字架受死所经历的痛苦和惨烈。
It's most violent.
那是最暴力、最血腥的一种受难。
And yet that was God's method of bringing us peace.
这却是神完美的方法让我们得平安。
The baby in a manger
在马槽里的婴孩
will die for us.
最后为我们而死。
We have to consume him.
我们要吃他。
So that we can become a baby again and be born again.
让我们可以借着他得重生成为新造的人。
If Christ has to be born, we have to be born again.
如果基督自己都要降世为人，那我们也要借着他得重生。
But the baby in the manger, the most amazing thing is that the baby lying in the manger is God.
那么最奇妙的是，那卧在马槽里的婴孩也是神他自己。
Just think about it.
想一想。
He's God.
他是神。
That baby is all knowing.
这是。
He knows everything.
那是全知的神。
That baby is all powerful.
这是全能的神，这个婴孩。
That baby existed before, present, and future.
这个我们眼前的这个马槽里面的婴孩是不受时间限制的，过去、现在、将来存在的一位神。
He has the full nature of God.
他有是神的本相。
How can that be?
怎么可能？怎么说得通呢
？Because Jesus was.He's crying. Milk, please.
那不过就是一个刚刚出生的一个婴孩。
That baby is the creator of the universe.
我们眼前这个婴孩是创造宇宙万物的神。
That baby need nappies changed.
那他自己怎么会要需要还要换尿不湿？
Can you see completely opposite of what he is? But he was willing.
就是他呈现的症状和他的实质是一个完全相反的一个方向，但是他却愿意选择这样做。
The most amazing thing is God was willing to become a man.
最奇妙的事情是神他自己愿意降世为人，成为人的样式。
Although he's a God as a baby, but he decided, I'm going to set aside, I'm going to lay aside my majesty.
但是他虽然他作为一个婴孩，但是他说我决定把我的至高，我的神性放在一边。
It's God, he decided, I'm going to set aside my majesty, set aside.Everything about me as God, the glory and the reputation, me as God. And I'm going to humble myself and become one of the creatures.
其实说虽然我是神，但我并不把我与神同等，我放弃我作为神的至高，我的荣耀和全能，然后我作为我成为人的样式，一个被造之物。
Jesus becoming flesh.
耶稣成为有血有肉的人。
Jesus becoming flesh.
他成为一个肉身。
Was a miracle.
是一个神迹。
Jesus existed before he became a man.
耶稣在他成为人的样式之前都已经存在了。
He is eternal.
因为他是永恒的神。
But 2000 years ago when he became a baby, he added a new nature to himself.
但是两千年前他降世为人的时候，成为婴孩的时候，他为他自己加了一个另外的一个性情。
That he became man.
他成为了百分之百的人。
Amen.
嗯 ，Amen.
What does that mean?
这个代表什么呢
？The Father is a spirit.
我们的父神是灵。
The Son is a spirit.
儿子也是灵。
And the Holy Spirit is a spirit.
圣灵也是灵。
That's the nature of man, of God.
这是神的一个三位一体的位格。
He's a spirit.
他们是灵。
But 2000 years ago.
但是两千年前。
Jesus, the Son.
耶稣作为神的爱子。
Took on a second nature.
他穿戴了另外一个形象。
He became a man.
成为人的样式。
So today, Jesus is not only a spirit, but he's also spirit as in God, but he's also fully man.
所以今天基督他不仅是完全的神作为一个灵，同时也是完全的人。
And when Jesus became a baby,
当耶稣成为婴孩降世，
helpless,
一个无助的婴孩。
And he grew up in Israel.
然后在伯利恒长大的时候，
having to look after his family as an eldest son.
那么他作为家里的长子来遭帮助家庭的时候，
and as God, he has to go and find a job.
作为一个神，他居然出去要找工作。
He gets hungry.
他要也会饥饿。
He feels pain.
他会感受疼痛。
To God, that is a humiliation.
就是对一个神要有这样的一个经历，就是一种羞辱。
It's a bit like a multi-billionaire having to humble themselves and work in the kitchen for 33 years.
就好像在世上一个亿万富翁要谦卑自己去到一个厨房打工33年。
Do you know if you're a billionaire, you never need to wear your clothes twice.
所以一个对于亿万富翁，你的衣服都不会重复穿两次。
I used to work for someone who never wear his shirts twice.
我曾经有跟这么有钱的人打过工哦，他的衬衣都不会再穿第二次。
And that's why he said to me, that's why I never need to iron my shirts.
所以有钱到这种地步，就是我的衣服穿一次就丢了，都从来不
能
换衣服。
It's cheaper for them for a very rich person to wear their shirt once.
所以他们
and throw it away.
他们觉得就衣服穿一次就直接丢了，还更方便点。
But imagine that billionaire having to wear the same shirt for 33 years.
但想想曾经这么奢侈的一个有钱人，居然要。有33年穿同一件衣服。
And that's what Christ had to do. He had to lay aside his majesty and suffered as a man for us.
所以就是想象这是基督发生的事情，作为一个神，他要放弃他绝对的 至高跟主权来作为人来活呢
33年，为了我们。That is God's way of saving us.
这是神要拯救我们人类的方法。
Amen. That's the way He saves us.
这是他拯救我们的方法。
That He became one of us.
他成为我们其中一个。
So that His suffering counts for us.
所以他的受苦成为我们的受苦。
His death counts for us.
他的死成为我们的死。
His resurrection counts for us.
他的复活也成为我们的复活。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why no ordinary man can save us, except a man who is God and man at the same time.
所以没有任何一个普普通通人可以拯救我们，除了那作为完全的神也是完全的人的基督才可以。
That's why Jesus is not an ordinary man. He is a man that is fully God.And fully man.
所以耶稣不是普普通通的一个人，他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
Amen. And yet, he was humble enough to live for 33 years like you and me.
但他却如此的谦卑，竟然以你我的这个人的样式活了33年。
In fact, if you've been to Israel and if you actually walked around Nazareth, they dug up some of Nazareth, it's actually a very poor village.
如果我们去过以色列，去过好耶稣以前居住的地方拿撒勒那种城镇，是非常贫穷的那些乡镇。
In other words, if your friend asks you, where do you live in Israel?
如果有人问你说，你在以色列住哪里？
You know, near Jerusalem.
如果你说我住在靠近耶路撒冷那边。
It's about 3 days away from Jerusalem.
可能是3天，离耶路撒冷有3天的路程。
You never say, I live in Nazareth.
你可能都就是羞于启齿说我住在拉撒勒这个地方。
That's why the Pharisees laughed at them saying, what good can come from Nazareth, from Galilee?
所以以色列说从加利利能出什么好东西啊。
They even despise their accent.
他们连他们的口音他们都要嫌弃。
But aren't you glad that Jesus, not only did he humble himself, he chose the poorest postcode.
所以我们是不是很庆幸我们的主不光是要作为谦卑自己作为人的样式，他居然住在很贫穷的一个不起眼的小村庄。
The cheapest housing in Israel.
在以色列可能最贫穷的一个地方。
So when I went to Israel, I saw one of the houses. Boy, it's tiny. You have to go in like this.
所以当时我去到以色列去了拉撒勒的时候，我看到那个地方真的很，那个房子很小，你要弯腰才能进去。
But aren't you glad that Jesus not only came as a man, he decided to live amongst the poor?
我们是不是很庆幸我们的主他来到我们当中，能选择好像与贫穷的来一起居住。
Amen. He did not live like a king.
他没有做一个王的样式来活着。
And that's why Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 and 7 says, Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who as heAlready existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men.
这里腓立比书二章五到七节说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神同等，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子。
And verse 8, and being found in the appearance of as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death on the cross.
接着第八节说，他就谦卑自己，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So every time when you think of our Savior, Lord Jesus.
所以当我每次思想我们的救主耶稣基督的时候。
Every time when you think about Christmas.
每次我们想起圣诞节的时候。
The most important point that we always remember.
一个非常重要的我们要记住的一点是。
That this eternal God.
这个永恒的神。
Full of majesty.
充满了至高和荣耀的神。
He created the heavens and earth with His word by His hand.
他用他的话语来命定天地的这位神。
A sovereign God.
他是有一切权柄的神。
The Creator.
创造主。
That He chose to humble Himself.
他却选择谦卑他自己。
And became flesh.
然后道成肉身。
And He became a baby.Lying in a manger.
成为一个婴孩降世为人，躺在马槽里。
And that's why this Christmas, although we celebrate the shopping, celebrate all the good things, the hot pot, the everything else.
所以我们在圣诞假期的时候，我们有各种的去购物啊，然后团契啊，吃喝啊。
And when we're exchanging gifts,
我们交换礼物呀。
And when we are together as a family and friends,
我们作为家人朋友，我们团聚。
Just spare this one few moments.
让我们花一些时间和机会来思想，
remember,
来纪念
the sign,
纪念这个记号。
The Son of God became a man.
神的儿子道成肉身，成为人的样式。
And that's what Christmas is all about.
这其实是圣诞节关乎一切的事。
That He took on the likeness of men.
他成为人的样式，人的样子。
Humbled himself.
他谦卑他自己。
He lived this life.
他顺服地过这个人生。
And then he died for us.
并且为我们而死。
That's why Jesus qualifies, more than qualifies, to be our Savior.
所以神远超过大过这个资格来成为我们的救主，拯救我们。
Although he is God.
虽然他是神。
But he's one of us.
但他也是我们当中的我们有人的样式。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you go to heaven one day,
当我们有去到天堂的时候，
or you meet Jesus here,
或者在我们今天在地上可
能遇到主的时候， when he talks to you,
当主对我们说话的时候，
you realize he talks to you just like a man.
因为他可能也觉得他就像好像我们当中的一位一样跟你讲话。
Because he is a man.
因为他就是完全的人。
Amen.
Amen.
But our King, but Jesus, not only is a man, he raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven as a man.That's why the angels could see him bodily go up.
所以他不光作为人，但是他也做死而复活升天。
Jesus didn't go up to heaven in a spooky little spirit.
而且他
也 gone up.
他升天的方式不是很奇妙，好像就是很邪乎的样子升天。他是带着人的肉身然后升天的。
Now he ascended as physically as a human all the way into heaven.
他是以肉眼可见的肉身的方式来升天，被提升到天堂。
So that he can become the human that walks into the presence of God.
所以他能做一个人的样式走进神的宝座前荣耀当中。
Sits at his right hand.
坐在神父神宝座的右边。
Today he reigns as king.
今天他做王掌权。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
We are so grateful that you are obedient.
我们如此感恩你的顺服的生命。
That this Christmas we remember you.
在这个圣诞节我们来纪念你。
That you came into this earth.
你降世为人来到这个世间。
And you became man.
你成为人的样式。
And that is the sign.
这是你给我们的记号。
That you were a baby.
就是你成为婴孩。
Wrapped in swaddling cloth.
用布裹着。
Lying in a manger.
卧在马槽里。
How humble, how God you have, it's incredible, Lord, to think about this, that you humble yourself.
主，我们想到这里，你如此的谦卑，你自己都是多么奇妙的一件事情。
And you were humiliated.
你受到如此大的羞辱。
Humiliated by your own family, by people around you, your own village, and then in your death, humiliated by everyone.
所以你本身是你的家人，你的家乡的人，你本乡的人，还有所有你在钉十字架上受了众人的羞辱的时候。
And yet you were God all the time.
但是你却是一直是一位神。
Father, I thank you that you love us so much that you have planned this long ago.
主，我们谢谢你们如此的爱我们，在创始以前你就计划了这一切。
Before the foundation of this earth,
在世界被创立之先，你就计划了这一切。
You already planned that Christ will die for us.
父神，你已经计划了让你的爱子耶稣为我们舍命。
So in this at this Christmas, Father, let us all remember.
主要在这个圣诞节的时候，我们一起来思想和纪念。
How great is your love?
你对我们的爱是如何的长阔高深？你的爱子为我们而死，为我们带来这个大喜的信息。
Today, O God, we can be called your sons and daughters.
今天我们可以被称为神的儿女，得儿子的名分。
Because of what Jesus did on Christmas.
在完全在乎于耶稣你在十字架为我们所成就的。
I ask you, O God,
父啊，我们祷告。
To help us to see our lives.
今天来检查我们的生命。
Through your eyes.
借着以基督的心来看我们的生命。
This coming year, Lord.
在未来的一年当中。
Even when we see things outside our expectation.
如果有事情真的没有按照我们期许的发生的时候。
Lord, give us the courage and the faith to believe that you are with us.
给我们有信心和勇气去相信神你与我们同在。
That no matter what happened,
不管发生什么
that you have not neglected us,
不管发生什么事你都不会撇下我们
but because you paid the price for us,
因为你为我们付了宝贵的代价
Lord, we are precious to you,
主我们知道在你眼中我们何等的宝贵
So I just pray for my brothers and sisters,
所以为我们的弟兄姊妹祷告
to know that every one of us are precious to you,
让我们知道我们每一个人在神眼中都如此的宝贵
that you work so hard to save us
你付出如此大的代价为了来拯救我们
therefore
所以主
you will not forsake us
所以主你一定不会撇下我们
so I thank you Lord for your goodness and mercy
主我为
in this coming year
主为在新的一年当中你的良善和你
的慈爱现在感恩 I pray that every family Lord will experience that peace of God.
我们祷告，我们当中的每个家庭都能经历从神而来的平安。
And that Lord, we have expectation, the true expectation of what you want to do in our lives.
主要对你在我们的生命当中所做的一切，我们有一个对的一个期待。
And so I lift up every single person and family to you in this church.
主把我们教会当中的每一个弟兄姊妹每一个家庭都带到主面前
And we want to thank you Lord for what you have done during this year
为我们在2025年所做的事情我们献上感恩
And I just pray
主我们祷告
That we will be fruitful
主我们会继续的多结果子
That we will be prosperous
我们继续的有丰盛的生命
And that your power will descend upon every person
主你的荣耀的能力会降临在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的身上
And that every one of us Lord
我们当中的每一个人
will take a step of faith
我们都带着信心迈出信心的一步
to serve our master
来侍奉我们的主
to bless your heart
主啊来尊荣你的心意
as we bless our brothers and sisters
当我们来彼此服侍的时候
as we bless our neighbors
当我们来祝福我们的邻舍的时候
have we reached out to the lost sheep
当我们来祝福那些失丧的羊群的时候
Help us to do that work for you.
主要让我们是为主你的名而做这样的工作
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen. Let's stand.
Amen. Yes, Lord. 好让我们站立起来
As little children dream of Christmas morn and all the gifts and toys we knew would be fine but we never realized the baby born one blessed night give us a greatest gift of our lives
may we, O God, every one of us and every member of our family, Lord,
主要我们真的是把每个家庭每个成员带到你面前
we'll understand, Lord, the reason for living.
让我们每个人都清楚我们活着的真正的目的是什么
It's because you live for us.
耶稣你为我们而活
So therefore we live for you.
所以今天我们要为你而活出。
I pray, O God, that you will speak to every one of our hearts.
主，我们祷告，愿你今天对我们每个人的心说话。
What you want us to do?
你在我们的生命当中想要成就的事。
What you want us to do?
主，你想要我们做什么
？For your kingdom.
为了主你的国度。
Father, I just pray, O God, that we will have the courage.
主，我们祷告，愿你给我们这样的勇气和胆量。
To really believe,
真正的去相信。
That Jesus can use me.
主，你可以使用我。
For His glory.
为着你的荣耀。
So I just lift up every family before you.
主，把我们的每个家庭带到你面前。
And ask you to bless us.
求你来祝福我们每个家庭。
Bless our marriages.
祝福我们的婚姻。
Bless our children.
祝福我们的孩子
Bless our work
祝福我们的工作
Our businesses
我们的生意
Our studies
我们的学业
Wherever we go
不管我们去到哪里
No matter what's happening in this world or in this country
不管是在这个国家在这个世纪发生怎样的事
Good news or bad news
不管是好消息还是坏消息
We see ourselves in your kingdom
我们要看到我们自己是在神你的国度当中
Where you are
你所在的地方
is where we want to be
就是我们所想要去的地方
in Jesus name
奉耶稣的名
Amen
Amen
Please be seated
Amen
If you need prayer come forward
大家请坐如果大家需要祷告就在前面来神祝福大家 Amen